Hi everyone, this is Kim McLaughlin. For those of you who are on the line right now, I'm putting you in Q&A mode so we can get a clear recording and we are getting started. I'm here to help people who want to look at a different way with food, look at how to nourish their body and really feed their soul. And today we are going to talk about the secret to ending overeating. And I got to tell you, it's an important one, and it really has nothing to do with food. But it's a way for us to come and look at food differently. And so this kind of might be a different way. I hope it's a different way of looking at food for everybody, or kind of looking at how, like literally and figuratively, you can come to the table differently. The secret is really simple. It's just not easy. And like I said, it really has nothing to do with food. And it's in honor of this month in February of love, which I think one of the biggest secrets to ending overeating is to look at self-love and how we treat ourselves. And I think that comes into play around how we treat ourselves, how we talk to ourselves, what we do to ourselves. And one of the ways I think of is to start looking at how we can be kind to ourselves, say loving words to ourselves, think loving thoughts, and all the things that go together with that. And as I was thinking about this talk today, I was thinking of myself. And I think sometimes people think that since I talk about self-love, food issues, weight, and all of those pieces that go with it, they really think that I have it kind of all dialed in. And I think that for me, at least, this is an ongoing, not struggle, because it doesn't feel like a struggle anymore, but an ongoing learning opportunity. Because I find that I have sometimes this self-criticism, and I wanted to say this to be honest, because I think maybe that might be something that some of you come at too. And I have moments of self-criticism in terms of sometimes what I eat, sometimes how I look, sometimes what I do to my body or things that I say. And I just want to be honest that this is something that a lot of us go through, and you're not alone. You're in the right place, and we're going to talk about what to do with it. And what happens for me, and I don't know if it happens for you too, is that when I feel this way, when I have this self-criticism, it actually leads me to feel sad and mad and guilty and worry. And what I know to be true about those feelings is that that can lead us to overeat. And I work with a lot of people, and I talk about this often, is that feelings can lead us to overeat. And those feelings can be dealt with. We can work with ourselves around those feelings, because those feelings can make us feel pretty awful about ourselves. And what happens is that I find that there are things that we say to ourselves and there are ways that we treat ourselves that we would never treat or say to anybody else. Right? Think about it. Think about the things that you say to yourself, the way that you treat yourself, would you ever say that to anybody else? Would you ever talk to a child that way? If you have children, young children or even adult children, would you ever say the things to them that you say to yourself? And what I find consistently is when I say this to people is it's a big, resounding no. They would never say those things to a child. They would never say those things to their friends. But they say it to themselves. And so I want you to consider that leads to overeating. And that the secret is beginning to love yourself. And I know that that's easier said than done. I know this. I know this from personal experience. This is easier said than done. And I want to give you three ways, three clues, three ideas to start helping you move in that direction of loving yourself. And the first way to start loving yourself is really simple but tough. And that is to start saying nice things to yourself. I have this idea, and I've said this before, so maybe you've heard this before if you've listened to any of my other calls. I have this idea of kind of bombarding ourselves with positivity, bombarding ourselves with nice statements. And what people will often say to me is, how could I say anything nice to myself? There's nothing positive to say. And I always challenge that back because I disagree. I think everybody, if they look closely, that there will be things that are positive about themselves. And it's not always about how you look, but it's about how you are or who you are. And I want you to consider that what are the things that you like about yourself? What would you say? So for myself today, and often actually, my big thing continues to be, I like to say nice things about how I treat people. Like, Kim, that was really nice. Good for you for saying that to that person. Or, Kim, that was so sweet what you just did. And when I'm helpful, I really praise myself and say nice things to really reinforce that I can be a good person. I am a good person. And that sounds kind of strange to say because I think sometimes people think that will mean that I don't think that I'm nice in general. And I am. I'm very nice. But you know what? I don't often notice it. And I'm not sure if that's the same for you, but do you notice the things that you do that are kind and nice? Do you really notice it? And do you notice it for yourself? If you say something nice to somebody or you help them and they say thank you, do you discount it? Do you say, oh, it really was no big deal. Oh, that was simple to do or that wasn't that hard when they're praising you? And I want you to consider that this is an opportunity to start drinking in that goodness and those good things that you do and to begin to acknowledge it for yourself. And you might think in your mind that this is a far afield from food. But once again, think about it. Do you overeat? Do you binge? Do you compulsively eat when you're feeling really great about yourself? And I find generally that's a no. When I'm feeling good about myself, I don't overeat. I'm actually more into eating healthy food. I'm more into doing the things that really take care of my body because I'm feeling good about myself. So I want you to first consider that one of the ways to start loving yourself is to start saying nice things to yourself, to really start infiltrating your mind with those positive thoughts. And the second thing, a second way I want you to consider to start loving yourself now is to do something nice for your body. Do loving things for your body. Now, what does that mean? That could mean going out and taking a walk outside. Where I'm at right now, it's sunny and it's been pretty rainy and gloomy around here. And so getting out today and getting some sun could be a really good thing for me, at least, to start doing something nice for myself and nice for my body. Another nice thing for myself is to make sure that I wear clothes that fit and that feel comfortable. A lot of times when we have problems with food, with overeating, we tend to wear clothes that hide our body, that will
be uncomfortable because they might not fit correctly, or they might be ugly, they might be old, because we don't want to give ourselves that kind of goodness about treating our bodies well. So I want you to consider one of the ways to do something nice for yourself could be to look at your clothes and how they feel and how they fit. And are you really representing yourself and your body and loving it in a way that feels good? Another way I think of doing something nice for yourself, something loving for yourself, besides getting outside in the sunshine and wearing clothes and things that feel good, is to do some kind of movement. I guess maybe I'm taking that idea of getting the sunshine outside, is do some kind of movement that feels good. I'm not talking about having to get a gym membership or doing something that's really strenuous, because sometimes when we're in the process of looking at our overeating and looking at how food impacts our lives, we can feel uncomfortable about going to do exercise, because a lot of times exercise is really built around being at the gym, but also being on a diet. And I find a lot of people that I work with are really struggling with the idea of dieting and how it hasn't worked for them and how uncomfortable they feel on a diet, because it feels so restricting. And what goes with that is exercise, because what's happened for a lot of us is that exercise has been linked with eating and dieting and restricting. So it doesn't always feel good to go exercise. So I like to have or introduce the idea of gentle movement and gentle things that move your body that begin to make you feel good, begin to make you feel more connected. So consider that as you're thinking about what you might do that's something nice for yourself. The other thing I know a lot of people do is do things like they might go get a pedicure, which is really nice because it's so grounding, and having somebody rub your feet and clean your feet can just feel really nice, whether you're male or female. I've seen plenty of men getting a pedicure, but that's another thing that is nice, that's very grounding and very connected to your body. The other thing for me that is about doing something nice for my body and for myself is I actually like things that are kind of smelly. Smelly in a good way. Things like lotions that smell good. I like essential oils. And I just take a deep breath of that, and I feel fabulous. So consider doing something like that. So I want you, as I'm talking about all of this, is to consider what you might do, and what you might do actually at the end of this call, that is something nice for yourself, something nice for your body. And once again, it could be as simple as taking a walk outside, getting some lotion and just putting some on your hands and smelling it. Or it could be a little bit more adventurous, or taking a little bit more time, like going to do something like a massage or a pedicure, as something nice for yourself. What happens is when we're doing these nice things for ourselves, once again, we begin to move out of needing food as a way to take care of ourselves and becoming more in line with those natural things that can occur around us, that we can make happen, that we can encourage to have happen, that will lead us to feeling better about ourselves, which leads us away from overeating, right? That's what we're looking at, is how can I take care of myself in a way that leads me away from overeating? And that is really what the whole purpose is what could lead us away from overeating. As I said a little earlier, the overeating is generally connected to when we're feeling upset, guilty, sad, worried, lonely. And those things can make it hard for us to eat in a way that nourishes our body. The third way, or a third way, there are plenty of ways, but I just wanted to give you three for today, three that are great takeaways that you could do. Seriously, when we left this call, you could start doing them immediately. The third way to start doing something loving for yourself is kind of a twist that I thought of when I thought of this call. And I don't talk about this much, but I wanted to bring it up today. And it's about doing something nice for somebody else. And you might think that that might be a stretch for, why is that? How could I term that as something loving for myself if I'm doing something nice for somebody else, right? But what happens is when we start thinking about others and how we can help them out or how we can be nice to them, we begin to feel good. I've been thinking about Valentine's Day is coming up, and I've been thinking about what I might like to do for my husband. And they're simple little things, but they're nice. And I tell you that as I've been considering what I might do, I felt kind of happy. And I felt kind of satisfied with myself. And it makes me feel glad to have an opportunity to help somebody else or to make somebody else feel better or to lead to the opportunity for somebody else to feel better. And it can be something as simple as, for me, it probably will be making a nice meal for him, something that he might enjoy. So it's not even something that requires money. So doing something nice for somebody. And I know sometimes we're feeling really bad about ourselves, and we can tend to overgive to other people. And I recognize that, but I want you to come at it from a different perspective, and this is just about being nice to somebody in a way that doesn't take away from you and isn't more in a codependent way, but just in a kind, giving way. The other thing I do that I share a lot about is about being kind to people when I go out and about. I like to make it my business to smile at somebody when I'm buying something at a store. When I'm at the grocery store, I will look the person who's helping me in the eye. I will look at them. I will smile at them. I will have a conversation with them. And I will thank them for helping me out before I leave. And I know that might sound really small, and maybe it might sound petty, but I love doing that because I see a lot of people not treating somebody who is across from them, a service person, a waitress or a waiter or somebody who's taking your groceries. I often see a lot of times where people are on their phone or they're looking away or they're not really engaged with that person. And it's a super opportunity to just be kind. And I like doing that. And I got to tell you, I bring this up with clients often because it makes me feel good. And I've been doing it for a while and it still makes me feel good. So I want to encourage you to consider what you might do for somebody. I'm not talking about having to buy them things or buy them gifts. I'm really talking about simple, sweet things that are kind to somebody else. And to consider how that might be helpful to you. Because what I have this idea that it's all reciprocal and that what I give to somebody, I get in return in some other way. And so if I give out goodness to somebody else, if I give out kindness to somebody else, it comes back to me and it returns to me. So I want you to consider that. Consider what you might do. And the other part to a secret to ending overeating is to figure out how to get back on track with yourself when the negativity starts. It just does. I don't know that we're going to get through this life without having negativity in our minds, without feeling upset about ourselves, without feeling angry at ourselves, without getting down on ourselves, possibly about how much we weigh or how our clothes fit or how they don't fit well, what we've eaten, what we haven't eaten, how we could have done it better. And I want you to consider that there can be a way to get back on track when your head starts to get negative. It's kind of like rewiring your brain, where you're helping your brain get to a point where it can be positive for yourself. And what happens is that this goes back to what we started in the beginning, is the way to get out of the negativity is to first notice it when it's happening, and then, well, so notice that it's happening, and then find something you can say to yourself that would be a positive. And I like to do this through affirmations and saying positive things. And what I like to do is, once again, what I said earlier, and this connects to how to get back on track when negativity starts, is to, as often as possible, start talking to yourself in a more positive manner. Notice when it's happening, when it's negative, and then start talking to yourself in more of a positive way more often than not. It can be kind of hard to do that. And so I just want you to know that I recognize that it can be a little difficult to make that happen, but it really, really, really works. Because when we allow ourselves to continue in that negative, in those negative thoughts, they keep going on and on and on. The negativity keeps going on and on. And what I want us to consider is that that's not helpful. And it doesn't need to be an ongoing situation. So start thinking about how you can move into more of a positive mindset, a more positive direction. Possibly take those three ways that I just told you earlier and do them more often. And that will help you get out of that negative track. Saying nice things to yourself, doing something nice for yourself, doing something nice for somebody else, begins to start that motion of that positive direction. These are some quick and not necessarily easy, simple ways to move out of overeating. And I hope you consider trying at least one and to really think about which one might work for you. I'm going to send out a link to the recording. So those of you that are on the call, feel free to listen to this call again. And those of you that are listening to the recording, listen to it again. Most especially when or if you're feeling negative about yourself. And use this as kind of a way, my helpful reinforcement method for you to move into that more loving place for yourself. I want you to know that I get it, that I get that this can be hard to do and it can be tough. But if you try saying nice things to yourself, doing something nice for yourself, doing something nice for somebody else, it can have a major impact on your life, a major positive impact on your life. I also want you guys to consider that if these don't make sense or if you're finding trouble doing it, I offer a complimentary 30-minute breakthrough session with anyone on these calls to sign up with me, and it'll be a link in the audio that I send out. But consider signing up. There's nothing, there's no obligation, there's nothing. It's totally free. It's just you and me on the phone talking a little bit further about what you could do differently and how you might move into more of a loving place, because you signed up for this call and you're listening to this call because you want to do something differently. And I recognize that for each and every one of you. So consider signing up for an opportunity just to talk one-on-one with me. I see some of you on the line right now, and I don't normally do it, but I started this call late, and I wanted to check in with everybody at the end of the call. So I'm going to move into out of Q&A mode and see if anybody has any questions before we log off today. So here I go. Okay, we're out of Q&A mode. Does anybody on the call have a question or anything they wanted to say about loving themselves or any questions about it? Okay, I don't hear any. Okay, good. It sounds like maybe we've got a good understanding of it. And what I encourage everybody to do is to think of one thing you can do. One thing you can do after you leave this call that's going to be positive and kind towards yourself. And do at least one thing today. At least one. Okay? I am so glad you were here. I know there were a million other places you could be during this time, and I really appreciate you came on this call. We do this call the second Monday of every month at 12 o'clock. And I look forward to seeing you all later. And I look forward to, if you could please email me, I'd love to hear what the positive things are that you decided to do. I love always getting good examples of what works for people. So we are going to log off for today. Thank you so much for showing up. This is Kim McLaughlin. I'm at Feed Your Soul Unlimited. Go read. There's stuff on the blog. I have some other audios on the blog if you're interested. And I look forward to meeting with you all later. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye.